Hey guys. So Cardi B was in the news again. Evidently there was a naked picture of her online.
Well, yeah, big time.
The first one?
Yeah, ever.
We ended up seeing her Cardi double D's, I think, in the picture. But so my question to you is, what is the most embarrassing thing to happen to you on social media? Because this definitely was very embarrassing for Cardi B. So what was yours, Rachel?
Well, aside from my mom posting very bad pictures of me when she first got on social media, but we're past that. We had an argument about it and we're good now. I gotta actually talk about a situation that happened to a friend of mine, okay? Because what happened to my homeboy,
If
this happened to anybody else out there, my heart goes out to you. It's very sad. It's a quick, sad story. So homeboy was on the beach rocking these dope ass reflective aviator glasses, and side piece took a picture of him on the beach.
Damn.
He uploaded it. And y'all know sometimes the sun be glaring and you don't really see the picture that you're uploading from the beach. You know what I'm talking about. So homeboy uploaded the picture, and for what was that? Cause wifey was like, who is this bitch in your sunglasses, friend?
Oh man, I did a video back in, I don't know what year, it was Viva Peru. And Mike made me get into a freaking bata because he couldn't get some old lady to come.
Oh my god!
Wig.
And I've seen that picture. Yeah,
it's man.
Pretty
yeah,
bad. It's pretty bad, Frank.
Yeah, I know, man. That's like my worst fucking. I don't know why I did that. Mike keeps on using it against me, man.
That's like the most out of character like picture I've ever seen of you. It's just
one of my biggest one of my biggest regrets ever.
Oh my god! It's so bad.
Guest host for this week, Pills. What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you on social media?
Dude, I have to change mine. I have two of them, but one of the ones that I think was as classic is I had a dare to dress up as a woman.
Oh,
for Halloween.
Oh,
for
Halloween.
Oh, como Frank.
Because Frank was like, so I had to like, you know, but this time I had to really, really go all out, like. Bra was crazy. I had pillows, you know, like, you know, the wig was crazy. I even had heels, but I was making sure that nobody took pictures, you know, because it was a little back in the day, so it wasn't really, but yo, a picture surfaced and it was like the worst. I got a call from one of my boys and he was like, yo, if you don't take me out and get some food, I'm gonna put this out. I was like, you bullshit. Yo, sure enough, put the picture. I was like, dude, take the shit down. Wow. I'm gonna go to your house right now. Take it down. So yeah, that was crazy.
What was your female name? Was it like Pilia or something?
How do Maria.
That's funny.
What about you, Jamie?
Well, other than when people like for some reason when my parents like an old ass picture from social media and then it pops up on everybody's Facebook like it's new. It's usually like an old headshot. I'm like, oh, why did you just like this recently? But other than that, actually, it was like when Room 28 did that show for NBC, they had to look through our old, like all our social media things, backgrounds. And so they looked through my Twitter they told me to scrub through my Twitter because I have a lot of questionable jokes. So that's kind of embarrassing because I was like, oh shit. So I look back and I'm like, yeah, I got a lot of bad sex jokes from like 2009 and 2010, you know, like stupid shit. Like, you know, when someone says mi casa es su casa, they're probably inviting you to a Mexican orgy. See, to me at 2010, I thought that was funny, but evidently NBC was like, yeah, maybe you should take that down. So yeah, that was
Latinos Out Loud podcast. Latinos, 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 Oh, Latinos Out Loud.
No.
What's good, everybody? Yes. Oh, yeah. I got my new pop filter popping right now. Okay. feeling like a Pop-Tart on the mic. Yo, it's your girl, your friend to the end, Rachel La Loca. This is the Latinos Out Loud podcast. Who's in the building with me right now?
Right.
What's up? Well, Jay Ferns in the house. In my house.
Frank Spiracy up in Washington Heights, baby.
Mr. Pills is in the building.
Again. Otra vez.
They let me back in.
Oh my God, Francis let you back in from the waiting room. I'm shocked and I'm surprised and it's amazing.
Pills is back, and I don't know if you know this. My nickname Pills is actually used to be Pales. Because of my light skin tone. And
Pails.
Pails.
Oh my God, you guys, it's so good to be back, Pills. Yo, welcome back. I mean, we had a really great time with you last week. The episodes were so hilarious. So this is like to be continued. Okay, you guys, it's been a week and a lot has gone down in the last week. I want to give a big shout out to our very own Francis, our super producer. She has a show called Wine and Wisdom 5, her and four of her homegirls. It's really just a beautiful show about female empowerment, and they have guests, and I was one of their guests over the weekend.
All right.
So I dusted off my passport and I made it to the Bronx, Throgs Neck to be exact, which felt like Canada. It was far. But shout out to the Bronx. I spent a lot of time there over the weekend. The show, it was so much fun to shoot. So shout out to Francis and everybody. And I'll let you guys know when that goes up. But
did
then
you get
I was
wine drunk? Did you get wine drunk?
I got wine tipsy. Okay. Busted. Yeah. It was good wine, and she gave me a beautiful glass with my initial on it. And if anybody knows me, I go goo goo gaga over anything with my initials on it. I don't know why I'm such an initial slut. I love initials. I love monograms and initials from.
Don't you mean you're such an IS?
I what? Slut?
You said you're an initial slut. So don't you mean you're more of an IS?
I am an IS. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I'm like a monogram whore bag. And it was great. So then I took a tour of the South Bronx. Shout out to Juan Bago. We went to Mott Haven Bar and Grill.
Right.
And it was.
Wait, is that a good thing, taking a tour of the South Bronx?
I know, right?
Maybe. That's a great question, because I think back in the day, maybe not. But my goodness. The infusion of culture and like all these beautiful restaurants and condos going up. It's a really beautiful place. And shout out to Bronx Native, who has his store out there, Amaury's.
When his
store caught me a little shirt, I had a big problem. I was like, yo, I don't know if I could buy a shirt from this store right now. Like, it's like illegal to rep the Bronx if you're from Brooklyn. Like,
like a Democrat representing like a Trump. You're wearing a Trump shirt. Yo, it's like, you know. You can't wear blood or blood and a crip, you know, like making out.
It took a lot, but I did it. And then I just spent a lot of time up north this weekend, because then I did the obligatory pumpkin picking with my kids on Sunday, which, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to say it. It's a scam. 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 It's a pumpkin scam. Te lo juro, I called them up and the farm owner sounded just like a farm owner would sound. Well, yeah, come on up. The weather is nice and the pumpkins are fresh and the apples are fruit of picking, you know, without the Southern accent. So I go up to Warwick, New York with my family.
Yeah, I'm like, where'd you go, in the South or is it upstate? Come on down to upstate New York.
I didn't go south on 87. I went north. And, you know, it's a different kind of people up there. We know once you cross the Tappan Zee what happens. The water's different. But anyway, like in Long Island Pills, right?
Yeah.
Just kidding. So we get there. And yo, these pumpkins were like whack-o-lanterns. They were whack, son.
Whack-o-lanterns?
Whack-o-lanterns. Whack-o-lanterns? I don't know how you say. But yeah, yo, they had like bugs in them and like it was all I'm like, I'm not buying any of these pumpkins. And then 5 minutes later, I see one of the farm guys with a wheelbarrow dumping pumpkins onto the patch. And I'm like, wait a minute. So they pick the good ones. They store them in the back. They make us look like idiots, like searching the patch for some good pumpkins to buy. Then I see the farmer just rolling them off, just dropping them off on the patch. So in other words, they didn't come up from the ground. They were stored in the back and then brought back out for the people to be like, oh, honey, look at the pumpkins. They're so plentiful. No, they're not. They're not plentiful. And I'm not going to, I'm never again, never again will I pay 65 cents a pound for a pumpkin.
Damn.
GTFOH. That was my weekend. Bought the pumpkins, did it for the pictures. I think that's really what you pay for anyway. The photo ops, right? Isn't that what it is? With the whole apple picking and pumpkin picking?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, that's what people do in New York for the fall. Like people, you know what I mean? Like that's our thing. It's like apple picking. I usually do the apple picking. I'm not a big pumpkin. I like Halloween, but I'm not a big pumpkin guy. I don't know how to make a really cool looking like pumpkin face. So I'd fuck it up. My pumpkin would look like all fucked up.
When did that start? Like apple picking. I see people from the city, like from the hood, apple picking and pumpkin picking. Where the hell did that? I never did that.
That's like your day out. That's like your day out in the country.
Dang. Well, I never got out of the city, so I don't know.
It's what people do now in the city. I mean, it's like you have that one day in the country that, you know what I'm saying? Like city people, right, when they're in the country, don't know what to do. So when you already, you know, tell them like, yo, pumpkin picking is a big thing, or yo, y'all could pick apples from a tree. They're stupid idiot city folk. They'll be like, yeah, cool. I'll climb this tree to get a brown looking old ass apple and shit and put it in a bucket. And you know what I mean? The country people are, like Rachel said, I think it's a scam. They know city people will do anything and they think it's trendy.
Right. And
that's how they get their suckers in there. But I do like the donuts they give. Usually these places have like really good
apple donut. Cider donuts.
Yeah.
Really good.
And it's all worth it. I don't mind getting scammed as long as I get some of those donuts.
Yeah, we're on the hayride. Of course, you know, my oldest was like, yeah, I want to do a hayride. So we get on this truck. There's no fucking hay. I'm like, wait a sec. I thought we're supposed I said to the guy, I'm like, hey, is that why it's called a hayride? Because I don't see any hay. Anyway.
Did you used to roll around in the hay back in the day?
Well, back in my heyday, yes.
They used to call you a hey-ho, right?
No, they didn't. Just the monogram slut. That was all I was. An initial slut, an initial whore. What did you guys do this weekend or this week?
Real quick for me, something that stood out was that I actually bought a new article of clothing, which to me was like a big thing because I haven't bought any new clothes since this whole kind of the world changed and everybody has to like be stuck at home. So I really like, you know, back in regular times, I would go to like, you know, I don't know about other guys, but you know, you make your little fashion run, you know, you go to a Zara here, get like a sweater, then you go to like a Uniqlo over there.
Right.
Then, you know, maybe Old Navy, but you don't want people to see you like getting Old Navy stuff, but it has to be something that, it has to be something that like nobody would know is Old Navy, but it looks really cool anyway. And it's, but once all this stuff hit and people had to be quarantined, I didn't even care what I wore. I was just like, I'm wearing the same shit for the last, you know, and so my fall wardrobe is pretty much my fall wardrobe from last year. So
I was going to say something. I saw a lot of repetition. I didn't want to say anything, but
yeah, I saw some holes in your shirt. But last week I was like, oh shit. Cause now Instagram, you know, they always selling you clothes now and shit where you're like, oh, how do they know I like these type of hoodies? So I ended up buying a hoodies. Shout out Bonobos. Maybe a future advertiser. I don't know.
Yes.
Bonobos had a nice sweater. And I was like, yo, I got to get something new. My closet is just like looking very repetitive right now. So I thought it was a big milestone. I'm finally buying something new that I can wear. And then I wore it for 5 days straight.
I love Bonobos.
Jamie, did you lose weight or gain weight during the whole quarantine since you bought new clothes?
I thought I would gain weight, but I've actually probably eaten better at home than if I was just like out and about eating lunch in random spots in the city. Mm-hmm. So I actually just stayed the same probably.
Okay.
I don't think I had any crazy shit, but I didn't get worse. So at least that's good.
Talking about going out, I went for the first time. I ate inside a restaurant. So New York opened up restaurants inside.
Yes.
So it was
25% capacity, right?
Yeah, it was a huge milestone. So I ate for the first time, but they keep on fucking giving me plastic forks and knives. I don't get it in the freaking thing, in a plastic thing. I hate it. I don't get it. It's driving me crazy. But anyway, we got inside and it's getting colder. So we're moving along. So kind of things are moving along. So I was happy to see that.
And what's up with the dining scene out in Long Island, Mr. Pills?
I mean, we've been going in. We've been having a regular 50, more than 50% now. So I don't really have to go through the things that you guys go through eating outside.
You know, shout out to L.I. because not for nothing, I just have not really seen L.I. in the news very much about coronavirus, you know?
Because we wear a mask. We do like to wear a mask.
Well, there's one half of y'all like to wear your mask. There's another half who's like, I don't tell me what to fucking do. Can't breathe in this thing.
You know what color they voted for?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what they rep. Nah, but it's actually, you know, like the club business, like it's been, you know, it's gradually growing. So I have to say, compared to the city, that it's like you don't really see it.
And so you agree, like, you know, start all this stuff. Let's start, you know, opening all these things, and as long as we take precautions, you're on that tip.
You have to wear a mask. If you can wear a mask. And, you know, obviously you don't want to have like a bunch of people, because I still like don't want a lot of people on top of me. So, you know, a little distance is cool. So with that, I'm okay. Like I've been to lounges and restaurants and yeah, it's, you know, enough room for the distance. You know what I mean? So I think with that, I think I'm okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you definitely don't see somebody with a mask, now it's like, yo, dude, you don't know if you want to say something or not. I say something, like, mask.
I like that. That's all you need to say. Your mask.
You know?
But the people that put it just, they don't cover their nose. Those are the people that are like, I don't know. They're doing it like halfway. They're like,
let me ask you a question, though. When you drive in your car, do you need to wear your mask? And nobody's in the car?
Good question.
Yeah.
Most people that I know that I've driven cars with don't wear the mask in the car.
Right. I see people driving. I'm like, why are you wearing a mask when you're driving?
I agree with that statement.
If there's nobody in the car. But
yeah. Or there's nobody in the car? Definitely not.
Yeah, nobody's in the car.
Yeah. Even if I'm in the car and you're driving, I'm like, just do you. You're facing the front.
Yo, but why are we in each other's windshields like that? I don't understand what's happening. Mind your own windshield and keep your eyes in your own car. Like, who cares?
MYOW, all right? Mind your own windshield. You know, it's all about the initials today.
We're so in each other's faces now. We're coming like, we're all germaphobes. We're judgmental germaphobes, the whole world. Like, we just, I don't know what's going on here.
It's cool to be OCD now, right?
That's the norm now, yeah, I think.
OCD.
Yeah. We're all a bunch of Anthony Fauci's. Sounds like somebody from Long Island. Hey, how you doing? I'm Anthony Fauci. What are you doing? Wear a mask. What's your problem over here?
Yeah, but don't forget about the big Jewish community.
Anthony Fauci, he's like, he's like the Bible. Anything he says, everybody's like this.
Yo, but why Dominicans love him so much? My mother and the whole Dominican family is like, ahorita lo que dijo Fauci. Ay, no, pero Thelma, déjame decirte. They talk about Anthony Fauci. It's like a topic of conversation for my tías and my mom. Is that just my family?
Well, my mother used to be down with Dr. Phil, but now she's also a fan of Fauci. He replaced Dr. Phil.
Yo, by the way, he's going to have his own talk show.
Yeah.
No, I want him to be like Judge Fauci. I want him to be in a courtroom. It'd be like a doubleheader, Judge Judy and Judge Fauci.
Ooh, that's
back to back.
It's a good block of television right there.
Everything he prosecutes is just like mask crimes. You weren't wearing a mask till you're going to jail.
You had sex with your sister without a mask?
Wow.
The plaintiff claims that wearing a bandana should be banned because it doesn't really protect. The defendant will wear a bandana wherever he goes because he's in a gang.
Wow, that could have been a Room 28 sketch if we were doing stuff. We could have done a Judge Fauci.
Ooh, not too late, Jamie. What, do we break up? I don't know. Are we no longer?
No, well, yeah, oh, I mean, we'll perform it. All right, it'll come to a Zoom near you. You'll check it out. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break.
All right.
Rachel, Frank,
mm-hmm.
You guys excited for Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, yeah.
well, because, you know, I don't know. I love Halloween, but I think the worst part of Halloween is not being able to see who's outside my door when they're trick or treating.
Like, yeah.
Who am I giving candy to?
And are you giving to whom? You should know. Don't you customize your candy delivery or distribution?
I do. I do everything alphabetically. but it's like, but in the past, this has been an issue for me.
Yeah.
Not this year, though, because this year we got the Ring video doorbell.
Wow.
Okay. Do you understand how this is changing Halloween for me?
Amazing.
First of all, I can see anybody who's outside my door for whatever reason, but specifically on Halloween, I'm going to look at you trick-or-treaters. And if your costume ain't right, and if you are kind of a little too old to be to trick-or-treating, pills.
Yeah. You heard?
Frank.
Yeah, it's over for me.
Or yeah, if you Frank. Just, you're not a trick-or-treater and you're just dressed in a scary costume for no reason. I want to know who I'm opening the door to. And Ring Video Doorbell does that for me. I can literally just see who's outside my door from anywhere in my apartment, even if I'm just not even in my apartment, even if I'm just in another house escaping the trick-or-treaters, I can still see who's trying to get candy from me. I mean, Rachel, is this not a game changer?
Jamie, you can also talk to them from wherever you are in your apartment. So what I plan to do is just ask them, you know, why do you deserve the candy that I have here? You know, you're going to have to earn it a little bit. You know, you can't just show up at my door trick-or-treat. Like, it's 2020. Got to earn your Halloween stripes.
Rachel, so you give them like a Halloween pop quiz, right?
Exactly my intention. I'm going to do the research and we'll just do some Halloween trivia. I want to know how much you know about candy. And then maybe I'll let you in or open the door and give you some candy. But there's going to be some steps this year, you know? And wow. Thank you, Ring Video Doorbell, for allowing me to talk to people from anywhere in my home or anywhere that has Wi-Fi for that matter.
Wow. This technology is amazing, guys. I can't believe it.
Frank, are you going to let trick-or-treaters in? Now that you have the Ring Video Doorbell?
No. Before, I wouldn't open the door or even, like, you know, answer it. Now, by having this technology, I actually go to the door and give out candy to the kids. So it's a good thing for me.
Yeah, Frank, actually, you can give out Ring Video Doorbells, too. I think the kids will like that. If you want to go to ring.com/loud, you can get yourself a nice discount and just cop a few. You know what I mean?
Ooh, beautiful.
Well, you guys, make sure to go to ring.com/loud. Get your Ring Video Doorbell kit. It comes with a chime and it's $1.99 and it's very fine. It will help your life. It has helped my parents' life. You can hear us talking about it. So go to ring.com/loud and get yours today.
It's all you need to start building custom security for your home, especially on Halloween. Ooh. So do it. Go to ring.com/loud. That's ring.com/loud.
All right, and now it's time for Bolchiche Bites.
I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Bolchiche Bites. I've been waiting all day. I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all day. Bolchiche Bites.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, what's going on, brother? What's going on? Long time.
And what?
Yeah.
Another day, another dollar.
More money, more murder. What?
Guys, J-Lo's in the news.
Again?
Love her.
She's in the news. I don't know if you heard about this, guys, but she's facing criticism because in her new song, she actually she makes a reference to herself as a black girl from the Bronx.
A morena from the Bronx?
She calls herself, she in the lyrics of the song, she sings, Tu Negrita del Bronx, which in English says, I'll always be your black girl from the Bronx. So a lot of people in the blogosphere, they're thinking that she's claiming this now when she's never done it in the past. And she's claiming it, you know, kind of on a trendy tip.
What is it, like racist that people think is racist or something?
Well, they think it's fake-ish, you know, fakest.
Like, I'm, she's claiming
not racist,
something.
But fakest. I mean, now because J-Lo, come on. I mean, J-Lo without the spray tan, she's J-Lo is Anglo. You know what I mean? She's very like light skinned. So if we're gonna go by skin tone, I don't know if she could be calling herself, you know, Negrita, right?
True.
I feel like she's trying to get on a bandwagon when really, you know, we're in a time right now where it's like, you know, the Afro-Latinos are kind of like, yo, we, you know, light-skinned Latinos getting a lot of the, like a lot of play and entertainment and all that stuff. And what about us? And she's coming in here, you know, where, you know, trying to claim like she is all, you know, no, I'm a black girl from the Bronx. And it's like, I don't know if you can, what does that seem? Do you think that, you know, people shouldn't be criticizing her about this? Maybe it's just slang that she's using and it's not a big deal. Cause she's played, she's played Italian, you know, she's played white girls in movies too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she got, so, you know, if you can play a white girl in a movie, I don't know in your heart, yeah, you know, and Latinos are, yeah, if we go, but a lot of, nowadays people are being very literal, you know, and it's like, yeah, it's fine, Latinos are our family, but Afro-Latinos are not getting the same opportunities as light-skinned Latinos, and so there is a kind of, it does seem a little bit, you know, icky coming from her right now to use that when she's never used that, but I don't know, I mean, I love J-Lo, this ain't knocking J-Lo, but the bloggers are, and social media is.
Well, this is coming from a place of nothing but love for J-Lo, because that's what I have for her. It's like, okay, maybe she's claiming this and it's kind of new, so we're all like, what? But yo, deep down, you know, Puerto Rico, every Puerto Rican is black. Every Puerto Rican, whether they're whatever color they are on the spectrum, and so are we Dominicans. We're all part of
it. Oh my God.
I mean, but we all know this. It's and if she's embracing that and celebrating it, can we really knock her? I don't know. It's hard.
I mean,
she's celebrating.
Yeah, and she took that 6 train up to the Bronx for all those years. I mean, you gotta give her the accolades.
She earned her stripes.
Yeah. It's a touchy subject. I mean, you know, coming from the Heights, as you coming from Inwood or the Heights, Jamie, like people would think like, oh, you're not.
Yeah,
but
I think
that
colorism has become a big topic, especially now in this climate, in this racial climate, you know. So a lot of people are taking the color of your skin literally, especially within the Latino community. And I think, you know, a lot of that time, that's what makes kind of, you know, Latinos are sometimes at war with each other because of that. You know what I'm saying? So for her to claim that in a song, maybe you just don't want to just go there. You know what I'm saying? Not that it's wrong and not that she can't feel that way. But I, you know, I think people are just like, maybe that, not now, J-Lo. We don't need this now from you.
Yeah. Not right now.
You know, hey. You could.
It's a touchy thing. I mean, you know, I think people that usually come from like a city usually feel like, yay, I'm whatever is in that city. So being like Latino I remember a black person telling me, yo, you're not black enough. And I was like, dude, I'm like more black than you. And I live in the city just like you. So you're black. I'm Dominican. I'm just as black as you. So why are you more black than me? So I think a lot of Latinos sometimes have that little swag about them. Like, yo, right. I'm experiencing the same things that you are. I may be a shade or two lighter than you, but I'm going through the same shit that you are. So, you know, it's a back and forth conversation. But I think a lot of Latinos have that thing about them. Like, yo, I'm going through the same thing that you are going through. Yeah, I know you're going through more shit than me, but yeah, I'm going through it too, you know?
Yeah, it is a back and forth thing. And I think now in the cancel culture, it's like, yo, if somebody does one little misstep like that, you know, they'll get criticized easily. But but yeah, it might just be an issue of timing, but you know what I mean? We still love J-Lo.
Rachel, how was it for you growing up in Brooklyn back then? People that see you or don't know, Tú eres Latina, pero you could be confused for Morena too sometimes. How was
you
it
were like
for
the J-Lo? You were like the J-Lo of Brooklyn.
Yes. How was it for you?
I wish I would have known that. well, All I can say is, like, you know, being biracial, there was a lot of confusion growing up, especially growing up in a predominantly white neighborhood. And even like my mother, like blowing my hair out every day. I didn't know I had curly hair until I was able to wash it myself. You know what I'm saying? Because she wanted me to, I guess, fit in. But then it just took getting older and applying to a high school outside of my zoned area. Cause I'm like, I'm out of here. I don't relate to these people. Like, I don't know what's wrong, but I need to be around some diversity. And so it was when I went to school in Flatbush, Brooklyn, Flatbush, where I was like exposed to Puerto Rican girls, Dominicans, like Black people. Like, it was so great. I was like, you know, frolicking around the high school. Like, I love all you brown people. I've yearned for you, you know. But then I started to learn more about my own culture because I had the need to. Long story short, I had to find out who I was. And that's exactly when I learned that, oh, shit, I'm Black, I'm white, I'm mestiza, mulata, judía, de Rusia. You know, so I'm like with J-Lo in embracing all those little pieces of me, but I've been embracing all these pieces of me since I learned. Right. That's the difference.
That's the difference, right? Don't just flip it. Don't just switch it when it's convenient or when it seems convenient. Again, this is how it might look like to some people, and that's why the controversy. But but yeah, this, that was, you know, that conversation is always going to be pop up. I mean, I think it's a continuing conversation about race within the Latino community and stuff like that. But the next bite though is actually an interesting story. A 14-year-old Texas girl won $25,000 for developing a potential COVID-19 treatment.
What? That's great.
14. I think she's like the parent. She's the daughter of immigrants. Very cool story. My thing is, why is she only getting $25,000? I mean, to me, that seems low for a potential COVID-19 treatment. Yo, a girl who gets like a million TikTok views gets more money than that.
And here we are again, Latina Equal Pay Day coming up at the end of this month. Here we are. Even the COVID girl is getting underpaid.
Damn. Yo, Jamie, can you give me the treatment just in case I might catch it later on in the winter time?
Well, she's creating a molecule. It's a molecule that could cripple part of the virus. Damn. So maybe if it crippled, you know, the whole virus, maybe she would have gotten 50 grand. But 25 grand, I mean, that's just like, you know, I think you got to give this girl more.
Just a little bit more, right?
A little bit more. I mean, maybe buy her like a house, a new car. I mean, you know, a contestant on The Price is Right gets more than that. You know what I'm saying? Just because they're good at, you know, Plinko.
I wish I would have played Plinko. I didn't make it to the stage. Anyway, sorry.
Confessions of a former Price is Right contestant.
Don't bring it back. It was a dark place. I mean, the parting gifts were great. Light up bird bath. But anyway.
Guys. Next bite. The New Yorker suspended famous journalist Jeffrey Toobin for masturbating on a Zoom call.
Damn.
Oh my God.
What was that all about?
The call was an election simulation featuring New Yorker all-stars. So this was kind of like a serious Zoom meeting. And he thought the camera he thought he was muted and the camera was off, and it wasn't. And everybody saw, you know, Toobin's Toobin's testicles. Yeah, they saw a little more of Toobin than they like. But damn, that's like, I mean, I think I'm used to Zoom by now to know that you don't want to pull your dick out in the middle. Like, I wouldn't, even if I thought my camera wasn't showing, I wouldn't pull my dick out in the middle of this podcast.
Yo, but it's so New York, though. You said he worked for the New Yorker. Like, come on. It's so, we see this on the train in New York every day. Like, we're seeing it on Zoom now? Okay.
Wow. I mean, but Jamie, think about it. People get on Pornhub and their camera's on. They don't even realize it. And they're going off for years in front of Pornhub. So.
Well, I mean, if you're on Pornhub, I think it's not that big of a shock if somebody sees your dick. You know, it's not like, oh, my God. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Wait, you guys.
I'm sorry. I just.
this share screen thing doesn't get you horny? Because it totally turns me on when people share a screen. I'm like, oh, let me see what you got open. What tabs?
He was he apologized though. He said, I believe that was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. And then I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake, and I apologized to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. Damn. Okay.
Oh, that's so nice. Hey, Rachel,
keep it real, you guys. Was his
penis that offensive looking that he's apologizing to everybody he knows?
Wow.
Can you guys keep it real for a sec? Like, have you ever masturbated with somebody, like when you're talking to them and they can't see? Have you ever like done anything like that?
Oh, back in the day when people had like late night phone calls, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because
okay,
the phone call, you could do the phone call thing late at night, 2 a.m. and yo, if she's down, you gotta be down. You can't be like, I don't think this is appropriate. We did it until like my mother, my mother interrupted. Mira, what are you doing in there? Why are you moaning? And then I'm like, yo, I gotta go.
Well, I'm just saying, I wonder if it's a thing. Are people masturbating over Zoom? Could you let us know? Slide in our DM at We Are Latinos Out Loud. Do you masturbate over Zoom? We want to know.
But don't Zoom us, because if you say yes, then we don't want to see that. One
Frank,
last
what
thing.
What are you doing over there, Frank?
Frank, put your pants back on.
Let me see your hands, Frank.
Cuidado. Real quick, one last bite. Neil deGrasse Tyson warns that an asteroid could hit Earth a day before the election.
Good. That's not a bad idea. I think with everything that's going on, Jamie, that may not be a bad idea. Wow.
An asteroid?
Can you believe this?
Asteroid.
With everything that's happening, this is just amazing.
That's very 2020, though. That's on brand in 2020. I can see an asteroid hitting us, and the only person surviving is Donald Trump. And he's like, yeah, you know what? An asteroid couldn't beat me. All right, coronavirus couldn't kill me. Okay, that's what it is. It's Trump. It's just gonna be Trump, and he's gonna have to start a new civilization. And this is that's a scary thought. So hopefully the asteroid doesn't hit us, and we don't have to deal with that.
I hope.
Let's pray on that. But you know, that's 2020, and those are the bites.
Okay, well now it's time for Frank's conspiracy news.
All right.
Live from La Gran Manzana, it's Frank's conspiracy news with Frank Nibs.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Frank. How's everyone doing?
Good, Frank. How are you?
Great. That's so good. Listen, guys, Rachel.
What?
This one goes to you today.
Oh, great.
I found out some really, really interesting news that I've never knew, or I kind of had a hunch about, because I kind of spoke about something like this, but you got to get this back to your peoples. This is about the Hitler hoax.
Okay.
Rachel, okay. You got to get this back to your peeps. Hitler was never actually murdered or killed, as they say.
Tell me.
Yes. It. You got to go talk to your dad. I hate to say it, but back then in 1945, when supposedly Hitler and his wife, Eva Braun, supposedly committed suicide, they committed suicide supposedly, and Russia was supposedly in charge of his bunker where he committed suicide, and they took his skull back to Russia, and they supposedly said that was Hitler's skull. Well, guys, I have something to tell you. In the year 2000, we had a geneticist after the Cold War that went back to Russia and got his skull and brought it back to the United States. And after they actually examined it with the DNA, they found out that it was not even a man's skull. It was a woman's skull. It wasn't actually Hitler's skull.
So he's still alive?
Listen, no, Rachel, he's not alive right now, most likely. I mean, it's been a long time.
Is he hanging out somewhere? Is he hanging out somewhere with Tupac?
Yo.
Guys, this is real. Supposedly, these geneticists went over that skull and they found out it wasn't even a man's, like I just said. It was a woman's skull. And there are like a lot of conspiracies. And I spoke about this in one of our episodes about maybe like 50 episodes about or 60. And I keep on telling a lot of our listeners, they hit me up on the DMs. You talk about this, you talk about that. I've spoken about a lot of stuff that you guys are hearing about with all this Trump stuff and conspiracy stuff. I spoke about this. I said that Hitler was in Argentina and he got shipped over there. Rachel, a lot of these German guys went to Argentina and they went to catch him out there. He went out there and he did plastic surgery on his face. And they're saying, and I said this back then, that he's Walt Disney. After Trump fell, I'm sorry, after Hitler fell, Trump and Hitler, the same thing. But anyway, after Hitler like was out, all those guys went to Argentina. And supposedly they went to the United States and created Walt. They created Disney World and they created NASA.
You've spoken about this before.
Yes, all the big scientists that Hitler had, NASA hired them. The number one guy was Von Braun, which is the father of NASA. You know what NASA stands for, guys, right? Not a space agency.
Oh, is that what it is?
You guys know this already. And Hitler and Von Braun and Walt Disney are all in the same boat. Guys, Hitler never died. He ended up in Argentina, guys.
And he changed his name to Adolfo? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Guys. Adolfo Hitler?
Listen to me, guys. After
Don't cry for him, Argentina.
Yes. Even Russia, guys. Even the Russians, even Stalin always never claimed as Hitler as being a dead person. He never even confided on anyone around him saying that Hitler was dead. So, Rachel, just want to let you and your peoples know this guy's still around. Or he's dead, but his people's still around.
So, I'm assuming he shaved the mustache off because anybody would have recognized Hitler on the street. Like, yo, who the fuck? Yo, look at that's Hitler, yo.
Yeah.
With the little mustache. So, he must have just done a whole, like, shave the stash, you know, change the comb over look. Maybe he just, like, went bald. he looked more like Mr. Clean, maybe.
You know?
I would recognize Hitler right away. It's like when people say, oh, Elvis faked his death. But I'm like, people would recognize Elvis on the street if you can't just disappear, you know, out of the face of the world. Like, people are eventually going to find you.
Right. Elvis will be pretty big right now.
You can also recognize Hitler by the way he waves to people. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Well, with the hand all out, Rachel.
Up, right? But I can say it. I'm Jewish. I can say it.
Rachel, they
That's
did.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Rachel, they did the guys wrong and they lied to you. This guy was hanging out till his later days out in Argentina.
Damn, son.
And it's real. And I mean, I kind of
touched. He liked those Latinas there, right? He liked Argentina.
Yeah, there. Jamie, you know what time it is. Mm-hmm. And guys, Argentina is close to Antarctica. And I did another fake news on Admiral Byrd and what he found in Antarctica. And there's a lot of reports of the Nazis having bases already down in Antarctica. And most likely, Hitler went down to Antarctica, down there by the North Pole, you know? And he's hiding out there. Maybe he has, don't forget, Hitler was like with the Nazis and he was with the aliens. He had communication with everybody. Don't forget, his communications and his technology was way ahead of the Americans. That's why we hired him and his whole team of the 12 best scientists to run NASA, guys. Come on.
This is a big one, Frank. This is a big, bold one, Frank.
Yes. Rachel, you know I don't BS. Frank Spiracy and the Eloeros are always coming at you with the best news. Guys, this is a real thing. And as 2021 comes, we're going to like be divulging some real serious news. It's coming out, guys. LOL, let's do it.
All right, okay. I think it's time for some que lo que.
All right, thank you very much, folks.
All right, guys, it's time for Que Lo Que. So, two-time guest co-host Kevin Montano. Que Lo Que, loco?
Que Lo Que, mi gente. Thank you for having me, guys. I want to make sure that you follow me at all my social media handles, at Mr. Pills. And you can also follow me and Spotify at 4F Music. Make sure you follow, listen to all my new music, and check out all the hot blends. Thank you, guys.
All right. What's up, Frank?
All right. Que lo que to all my peoples from New York City, California, Texas, Florida, Boston, all my people living in the cities, God bless. We only have a few, about what, 2 months left. I want to give a que lo que and many blessings to everybody in the next few months. You know, I think we need it with everything coming up right now. And I just want to give a blessings and a que lo que to everybody. Much love.
All right. What's up, Jamie?
And as always, much love to our peoples at Hierro.com, the lifestyle and news platform for Latino men. Has 8 months of pandemic put a hurting on your social life? How are you supposed to meet people during quarantine, huh? I know, mi gente. Is it even possible? Si se puede. Visit Hierro.com for a few tips, because they always come through for y'all. You know what I'm saying? And just go to my socials, Jay Ferns, Instagram, J_Ferns, Twitter.
For me, real quick, Familia, Washington Heights' own J.P. Infante just released his debut prose poetry chapbook, On the Tip of Your Mother's Tongue. It's an absolute must read that delves into how J.P. grappled and came to terms with his mother's mental health issues while coming of age in Washington Heights, NYC. The book was the winner of the 4th annual 30 West chapbook contest. So let's support this author, spread love on the tip of your mother's tongue, and pick up a copy today. Please follow me at Rachel La Loca. I just want to read a quick DM that came through today. You know how much I love these messages, but shout out to basically underscore Lee. She told us, I learn so much from you guys every week. I listen to your podcast. I love the energy, and the fact that you guys have been friends forever makes it work so much better. I learn a lot about my community, politics, and of course, being Dominican. It's all done with the best vibes and good laughs ever. Thank you, guys. So thank you for sending us those messages. Please keep it up. We want to hear from you more. What are the topics that you'd like us to cover? What are the guests that you'd like to hear more from? And on that note, we love you, and we're out.